Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Pralaya, Chief Executive Officer at Vast Resources, VAST. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I think almost a year, I think, looking back. But
We haven't spoken for a while, unfortunately. It's been a busy 12 months.
Yeah, you have been busy. I mean, in fact, before we get into some of the news, there's lots of things going on and you're evolving. So for people maybe not familiar with Vast or just slightly familiar but not aware of recent developments, just explain what Vast does, if you could, Andrew.
Of course. Vast is a multi-commodity, multi-jurisdictional company now with the operation base supply in Romania, which is a polymetallic mine, mainly focused on copper, but we also have lead, zinc, gold, silver, and molybdenum, and now we are actually working on beneficiating the tungsten that came out of the mine, which is very high grade, and that's in process at the moment of doing test work for extraction. In Tajikistan, we're operating a calcium fluoride or a fluorite mine, which contains high grades of lead and zinc and silver, which we've finalized our first delivery late last year to Trafigura, and we're continuing. It's at the moment, it's a little bit too cold up there to operate, so it'll probably resume operations. This is par for the course, so it's normal in December, January. Everything has to close down because it gets to minus 30. Mm. And now we've just signed a management agreement to operate and manage 13 gold mines, four of which are operational in Tajikistan, to which we're getting a royalty stream from. A percentage of profit on the gold mines and a royalty stream out of the lead and zinc mine. And just recently, we've signed with a Swiss company to represent them in the marketing and distribution of their PGMs, which contain not only platinum, but also rhodium, iridium, and some other rare metals that we wish to assist them in long-term beneficiating. And for the moment, we all just signed up for the marketing agreement to roll into another operational management business.
Yeah. Okay. And today you've announced you've raised 1.2 million. What's that going to be used for then, Andrew?
Well, I mean, we've been working and developing Baeta for quite a while now. We always knew that we were getting to higher grades at depth. That's we've had some drilling on the levels immediately below while we're trying to drill out the rest of the JORC for the extension of the license in August this year. At the moment, what's happening is we developed spirals down into the lower levels, and now we're down at level 6, below the level where the shaft stops. And it takes about 27-odd minutes for each truck to go up the ramps. And we've been developing a lower-cost method of implementing a decline. That's been on the cards for a while, and it was been under heavy debate for about 12 months. Now we've got a plan that we wish to implement, which will save that 27 minutes of travel time to about 5 minutes on conveyors. Now that we're getting to that higher grade and we keep going down, rather than building another spiral, which is costly and time-consuming, we want to implement a decline that will accelerate the productivity, decrease the costs, the consumption of fuel, be able to decrease the labour costs underground and increase efficiencies at Baeta. So that's part of the reason. Also, we've also got the historic claim that we're waiting for, which is we hope to be able to close out shortly, and there's going to be costs associated with that, and also, of course, the bolstering of people within the company, professionals. Now that we've got so many projects on, we don't have a COO since March last year, and with the unfortunate passing of Andrew in December, and who will be greatly missed, we've got a bit of a hole in senior management, and we need to fill that void as well.
Yeah. It's been, tough for resource companies over the last few years. The bear market has taken down, many small cap companies, especially resource companies. So what's the potential upside here? Investors researching you, what should you be looking out for?
Well, I mean, the improvement in Romania, in Baița, over the coming quarters, the production report for the last quarter will come out shortly along with the interims. We've also got all these other revenue streams, and part of that is that we've learnt that we can't keep going back to the market forever for money, even though we've been very lucky in being able to do so. So the intention is that, while you have your ups and downs, and unfortunately we're judged on a quarter-on-quarter basis in a mine that is basically being built while we're trying to produce, we wanted to look for other revenue streams to be able to supplement that in the event that, have delays in shipment or you hit a lower grade area, and to make sure that we can fill that void to have a sustainable business long term. And by doing these projects like Upper Levka in Tajikistan and the Takhov mine in Tajikistan, as well as this new PGM opportunity that's come up to the company, this will provide long-term sustainable cash flow for the business to continue and hopefully not have to go back to the market with handouts every 3-4 months like we've been doing while developing Baița. And that's the real intent of the company, is to have a diverse portfolio of income generating subdivisions of the company without affecting the core business. And utilising what we know best, which is how to operate in emerging markets. And I think there is a void in that market, in that part of the mining space. And that's why I think people keep, giving us money when other companies are struggling. So we're quite proud of what we've achieved, but, it would be much better if we didn't have to keep coming back and diluting shareholders, including myself. So we understand the pain of the shareholders, but we are building a long-term sustainable business.
Yeah, exactly. And just, it's hard to say, I suppose, but you say that's your aim, to be cash generative. How far off do you see this being? Obviously lots of things, moving parts here. But
There are a lot of moving parts. With Takhov, that's a royalty stream, so that's generating cash. With Upper Levka, that's also generating income. While it was being managed locally, it was 27,000 ounces a year of production. Now it's down to about 11. We've already started working on it, implementing reporting systems and management systems on the ground there. Which has already seen the first few, the first 2 weeks of having reports. They're picking up where they've had holes in their production, and now we're getting daily reports where we can monitor what they're doing on a daily basis, see where there are anomalies. And we believe that January will already be an increase in production, which will be to the bottom line of the company. We're going to reinvest there. Not we, but the investors will reinvest there based on our recommendations, and that will produce an income stream for the company. And, even at our, the 10% of the 49%, so 4.9% net, if we can get that revenue stream from $15-16 million a year back up to $40-50 million a year, that's quite significant for the company moving forward, and also to allow for exploration and to resource and potentially assist the investors in creating a bigger gold pool in Tajikistan, because there are very few operators. I think only 5 companies operating in the gold space, and the company is extremely rich in gold, so there's a lot of opportunity for investment there. And the company has also the opportunity to earn in up to 30% of the company, so that will replenish what we lost in our gold space in Zimbabwe, and that won't take too long, we believe.
Yeah. And the recent, PGM agreement, when is that hoping to generate sales?
Well, we're at the moment, it's now just in the assaying between the refinery and the vendor, mm-hmm. which we're facilitating. And that could be, that's a very, very near-term option. There's a stockpile already ready to be shipped. The principal agreements the principal terms have been agreed. Now it's just a matter of subject to assays, and that can, we could be generating revenue out of that very shortly.
Yeah. And when shareholders contact you, what's the most popular topic? Most looking forward to news-wise?
Everyone's fixated on what's happening on the historic parcel.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the be-all and end-all of the price driver of the company, when it's actually not. There are so many other things that have as much or more value to the company than that. That is a near-term, short-term solution. As I said in an interview about a week ago, we are still very confident that that is going to close. We were hoping that would have closed before Christmas. It was intended to close before Christmas. Unfortunately, holidays and got in the way of it from the other side. But, we're back on track. We're back in discussions and we're hoping to close that out as soon as possible.
Yeah. Marvellous stuff. Andrew, thanks for coming on and hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.